Yo, what's up, guys? Good to see you again. I took a couple days off there from doing videos just for a short, you know, mental health, stress break. I needed some days off, but now I'm back to it. I'm going to go live later today at 4 p.m. Pacific, but this just short news flash video beforehand is going to be me covering some stuff from the past few days. So some of you guys might cry old news, but what is old news these days? Like 6 hours ago for some people. So anyway, I want to cover some of the mainstream media fallout from Trump's rally, some of the things, crazy things they're saying to attack it, using clowns in our movement, of course, to weaponize the crazy shit they say against us. Also, we're going to take a look at some of the deplatforming lately, such as Mike Lindell, One America News, also some countries going after people on Telegram as well. And then we'll finish up with some COVID news and a little bit of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So let's get to it. All right, guys, first order of business. Let's take a look at the weaponization of the crazy shit people are saying in our own movement against us by the mainstream media. So Trump's rally last weekend, you might have watched it. Lots of energy at it, that rally there in Arizona. And of course, mainstream media wasted no time in trying to take their QAnon straw man and latch it onto MAGA, latch it onto Trump, and attack freaking everybody with it. So Politico here, MAGA hats and QAnon inside Trump's first rally of 2022. Rolling Stone, they're too extreme for QAnon. And right at home at Trump's rally, freaking Rolling Stone here, pretty much this whole article was about a gentleman who calls himself Negative 48. His real name is Michael Protzman, and you might have seen people like Scott McKay and Charles Ward prop up this Negative 48 character a few months back. Anyway, this guy's just saying all kinds of crazy, ridiculous shit, and it's perfect. It's perfect for the mainstream media to weaponize, to use against us. All these just crazy, ridiculous, unreasonable things are being said by Protzman and his crew, but he's not the only one. Of course, there's many, many others that are saying just ridiculous things, trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, trying to get their clickbait out there. So Protzman's just a terrible one. And then we have, check this out, Newsweek. QAnon followers believe Donald Trump used a body double at Arizona rally. This was one of those narratives, some of that rhetoric that was going all around social media over the weekend after Trump's rally, that Trump was using a body double or a clone, or it was a dude with a mask on, or it wasn't him. I don't even exactly know why people are claiming this or what their reasoning was, but nevertheless, that went all over the place. One thing about Newsweek here with this pathetic hit beast is they didn't even say who, you know, they didn't even name the Telegram channels or who exactly was promoting this around. So that's pathetic on their part. But point being, guys, is that this type of crap, again, we can't condone it. We can't accept it. And we have to take accountability for what we allow to circulate around the truth movement. I mean, there's just so many clowns, and people are fine with it, I guess. They justify it by like, oh, I think they're nice people, or I think they're patriots, or they seem okay. Or, oh, I like 90% of what they say, but the other 10% I don't agree with. Well, okay, don't share their shit around regardless, though. Because doing so, giving them amplification or inflating their narratives, helping it spread, then allows Newsweek and Politico and Rolling Stone and all the mainstream media blue checkmark blowhards to write this about us, make us look nuts. Then your friends and family that already think you're nuts go and read this and think you're even more nuts and they already thought you were. So there's just a lot of problems with the clickbait, and this kind of shit doesn't help. So anyway, that wasn't the only crap going around. This was the kicker. This is definitely going to make it into my next clickbait of the week video, but I got to say something about it right now because a lot of people are misunderstanding this. So, oh man, there's even YouTube videos about this. All kinds of Telegram posts. Frickin' Simon Parks, I think, was promoting this around. But look, Nazara on screen, the deal is done, is the headline of this YouTube video by Jazara News. So apparently, on one of the broadcasts of Trump's rally, this was RSBN, okay, Right Side Broadcasting Network, on the very bottom ticker, at one point, Nazara Jazara rolled across the screen. And my gosh, it's like people's common sense just went right out the window. So a lot of people jumped to the conclusion that Nazara Jazara, this Nazara law they claim is going to be rolled out and enacted or whatever the case, they thought it was real just because of this. Here's the kicker about the ticker, folks. With RSBN in particular, Right Side Broadcasting Network, when people make donations to RSBN, they put their name in, whatever they want their name to be, to go across the ticker, okay? You can type whatever you want, I guess, as long as it's within broadcasting laws, like no F words, my point being, but you could type whatever you want. They'll type it in there and roll it across the ticker. So what happened here was that somebody donated money to RSBN and then typed their name as being Nazara Jazara. And then the intern there at RSBN just typed it up, probably had no freaking clue what Nazara Jazara is, just typed it up because that's what the donator wanted to be their comment as, their name as, and then boom, it rolled across the ticker. That's it. That's it. It's just because somebody donated money and typed those words into the first name, last name boxes. Nothing more to it. But, of course, oh man, it hurts my head. Just the crazy dumb shit people say. So anyway, we got to combat it. We got to combat it. And as much as people hate me for talking about it and exposing this stuff, somebody's got to do it. So I'll keep doing it. That was that. Now let's move on to do some of the deplatforming. We got this. Before deplatforming, I want to talk about this so-called feud between Trump and DeSantis. All right. I'm going to talk about this more later on in my 4 p.m. show. But real quick here. There was this article posted a couple days ago. I think Axios was the first one to run this narrative. Trump dogs dole DeSantis ahead of potential 2024 matchup. Maybe even it was the New York Times that ran with this as well. Axios, New York Times, just a bunch of, you know, left-wing fake news, propaganda outlets rolled with this narrative that Trump and DeSantis are feuding. Yet, when you read, again, read the frickin' articles. Don't get hopped up on headlines. Don't get hopped up on comments or posts that people make on Telegram as if it's true, you know? Dig deeper into it. When you read past these headlines, it claims, oh, Trump is trashing DeSantis in private. According to sources who've recently talked to the former president about the Florida governor. Same damn thing when you read the New York Times headline about this. According to sources who want to remain anonymous, is what it says in the New York Times version. Anonymous sources. Anonymous sources. That's your first frickin' tell, folks. That's the only tell you need as to not really give this any weight. Like, sure, it might be true, but you can't assume it's true. You can't jump to these conclusions based on anonymous sources. That not only goes for mainstream media, that also goes for these idiots on Telegram or their Rumble and BitChute channels, claiming that they have insiders or sources or what have you, and the shit just remains anonymous. You can't give it any weight. You just have to put it in the, well, we'll see, box. So, for this, yeah. I mean, I doubt it. I highly doubt it. And if Trump and DeSantis were even beefing, if there was any beef between them, I would probably venture to guess it's a fake beef being made for some sort of, you know, strategic reason. So I'm not giving this too much weight at all. Now let's get onto the deplatforming. Mike Lindell got debanked. Debanked! Some banks actually dropped the accounts that they had with Mike Lindell. What bank was it? It was, I think, a local one. Yeah, the Minnesota Bank and Trust and Heartland Financial USA. State banks there in Minnesota said that they no longer want to do business with him. So, there you go. Mike Lindell will be all right. He'll be fine. He's got plenty of support across the interwebs. But anytime you see a company or a bank, any kind of corporation do this sort of stuff, just make sure you never do business with them. Easy as that. And another company we never want to do business with is DirecTV. because DirecTV decided to dump One America News, did not renew the contract with them. So if you're using DirecTV, dump the shit out of them. I'm not. I don't have cable. I don't have TV. I don't have any of that. But if you do, DirecTV, well, take a good long hard look at your bill, and if you want to re-up it with DirecTV. And then lastly, when it comes to deplatforming here, and we'll move on to talking what's next, the synagogue shooting. Actually, we'll touch on that in a moment. So Telegram looks like it's on the chopping block with some countries wanting to ban the gram. We got Brazil, one of their, whatever their TSC means, disclose.tv. I like disclose.tv. They're very useful, very helpful, but sometimes they just don't source where they get their headlines from and post it, and then it leaves you guessing what the heck, where the heck they got these hot takes from. But anyway, TSC, I'm venturing to guess that's an internal security service or some government organization out of Brazil. Anyway, reportedly mulling to shut down Telegram before the 2022 election as Bolsonaro supporters are accused of spreading fake news on the messaging app. Which means it's real news, which means that some Brazil government sources are scared of, you know, true news going around. Not just Brazil, but Germany as well. Germany's saying they're going to take to fighting Telegram because of so-called extremism. And the reason being is because people protesting in Germany are using Telegram to message each other and figure out how to conglomerate and where to protest and all that. So clearly, nations and state government corrupt bureaucrat people, cabal folk, whatever you want to call them, they're threatened. They're threatened by our use of Telegram. I believe Telegram, within the last like week or so, hit 1 billion users. So Telegram is exploding in use, and it's even exploding in use more in America here, which is good. It's pretty much always been used very heavily internationally. Really, Americans haven't used Telegram quite as much until the last year, about a year ago, after so many people were getting kicked off of Twitter and Facebook. So Telegram use is growing, which is great. Although Telegram literacy needs to also grow. A lot of folks still have trouble with the fake accounts and the spam and all the disinfo garbage on Telegram. It is not helpful for that. But very good that more people are using it. Thus, governments feel threatened. So there's that. Truth Social, T-minus 4 weeks now. Truth Social, coming soon. We'll see what that's like. But Telegram, I'll still be using it even when True Social comes out. Pretty useful app, Telegram is. Okay, synagogue shooting there in Texas. This is just a mess. Unfortunately, a jihadi hostage taker went into a synagogue in Texas, and just a gnarly event there. And so many questions surrounding this thing. Like, this guy was basically an illegal immigrant. Somehow, this guy got into the U.S. with a criminal record. How did he get in? How did he obtain his weapons? Why wasn't he on the radar? Or if he was on the FBI's radar, why didn't they do anything? Was this a set-up false flag from the get-go? Did the FBI try to help this guy along, whether he knew it or not? It's just a mess. Just a freaking mess. And poor ordeal there. So there's that. Let's move on now into some more pedo producers in the fake news media. This one's not CNN. This is the BBC. Yeah. It's like, is this a prerequisite on applications to work for any of these news agencies? Have you ever been a pedophile in your life? No. Well, then CNN and BBC won't hire you. So we have an ex-producer for the BBC. No longer a producer. He's not currently a producer, but he used to be. He was sentenced. He was already arrested. He was arrested a few years back, but now he's been sentenced for being in possession of illegal weapons and a bunch of pictures and videos of child sex abuse. So, oh my God. Jeez. And some people are wondering if this guy got a light sentence, which I think he did, but there you go. More three-letter news organizations, pedo producers. Gosh, BBC. And remember, way back when, BBC was actually the ones that covered up the Jimmy Savile sex scandal years back. So a lot of problems with these news agencies. And then, speaking of pedos, let's talk Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So first, Epstein revealed, exclusive, Daily Mail, the remarkable lengths taken to whitewash Bill Clinton's cozy links to pervert Epstein when Hillary ran for president. This being 2016. So five, now 6 years ago, actually. Wow, time flies. 6 years back. While Hillary ran for president, whoo, a lot of people were trying to airbrush the connections between Epstein and Bill Clinton out of existence. When we know Bill Clinton flew on the Lolita Express, now we're learning that Jeffrey Epstein actually made quite a few trips to the White House while Bill Clinton was president in the 1990s. So we're learning more and more. Epstein and Ghislaine, the saga continues. And as I've been surmising the past few weeks, I think Bill Clinton is one of the next on the chopping block, seeing as the Epstein and Ghislaine investigations were being ran out of the public corruptions unit there in the Southern District of New York. So being it's ran out of the public corruptions unit, that means that Epstein and Ghislaine were likely not the primary targets of the investigation. It was the politicians who were in power who allowed them to do their thing, i.e. Bill Clinton. So I think that's why we're seeing all these exclusives being rolled out very strategically right now against Bill Clinton. And also probably why Bill Clinton might be one of the next to be let go, be thrown under the bus by the deep state. I think Bill Clinton's going to die soon. That's what I'm telling you here. I think they're going to kill Bill Clinton off before the investigators can get to him, before the feds can get to him, kill him off, and, you know, avoid the exposure of him. So we'll see. T-minus how long. I think I said February. I think that was my guess, was sometime in February they'll kill Bill Clinton off. But we'll see. Just wait for those dog tweets, those dog comms to come for some tweets by Hillary Clinton or somebody. Maybe Obama. Okay, Ghislaine Maxwell, too. We're learning that she will no longer fight to keep names of 8 John Does secret. Interesting. My guess is that this was part of her plea deal. My guess is that Ghislaine Maxwell has been talking. She's probably already been talking, actually, but she's probably talking. This is part of a plea deal. She won't fight to protect the identities of the 8 John Does secret. We'll see. We'll see what we learn from that. Interesting. News on Ukraine's President Poroshenko. This is another subject I'll talk more about later on. But what I want to tell you here is that Ukraine's ex-president Poroshenko, who's facing treason charges. Remember, Poroshenko was the Ukrainian president that was working with Hunter Biden, the Biden family. He's facing treason charges. He was on the run. He was actually out of the country, but he has recently returned to the country. He might try to fight it and think he's going to get let off, but I don't think he's going to get let off. So there you go, amongst everything else going on in Ukraine. The ex-prez is back to deal with his treason charges. Moving on to another news story going pretty viral this week. The, I guess, report that came out a couple of days back saying that the world's 10 richest men, caveat, the 10 richest men on the public books, the world's richest men in reality are not going to be admitting their wealth to the public, shall we say. So this is your Soros, your Rothschilds, some of your Saudi family, your Rockefellers. They are the real world's richest men, but, you know, this is, okay, we're just talking about the mainstream official story. So on the official story, the world's 10 richest men have more than doubled their fortunes during the pandemic. That's just 2 years. 10 richest men. This is your Bezos, your Zuckerberg, your Elon Musk, your, who else do we have on there? Your Bill Gates, your Larry Page, Google CEO, founders, Sergey Brin and Page, Warren Buffett, doubled their wealth. Okay. Elon Musk, you know, I think at one point he was a total deep state puppet, but I don't categorize him in, you know, in relation to these others. I think he's a little different, but I'm still not totally sold on him. Not totally sold. Although, you know, Bezos, Bill Gates, Larry Page, Zuck, even Buffett, I would say, total deep state pawns. One of the many reasons why the scamdemic was created, why the plandemic was created. One of the many reasons, this reason being the transfer of wealth from the lower and middle class to the upper class. My gosh, how much has Amazon exploded because everybody's buying shit online these days because they're too damn scared to go out in public. Amazon, Jeff Bezos has loved it. Holy shit, he loves the scamdemic. Amazon's exploded. All of these online retailers and Facebook too. Sad stuff there. So there's that. Now we'll finish up with some scamdemic stuff. Pfizer CEO predicts return to normal by spring, but expects COVID-19 to circulate for years. Of course he expects that, because he wants you to get injected with as many vaccines as you humanly can. So, Pfizer CEO, my God, there's no more CEO-y CEO than this CEO, this ass clown there. Then we have, well, things actually are returning to normal somewhat, so check this out. England decides to end all COVID passport, mask mandates, and work restrictions. Wow, who would have thunk? And the reason why I think this is happening is because of public pressure. I think it's purely because of public pressure. People are pissed. People are protesting. People are just outright saying, I'm not going to vote for your ass. And you can't rig an election enough to, you know, you're not going to be able to out-rig how many people are not going to vote for you. That's what I want to say. So, wow, England deciding to drop it. Back here in America, Starbucks deciding to no longer require its U.S. workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Remember, the Supreme Court dropped the OSHA mandate, said that the federal government cannot mandate businesses to mandate the shot. So people should have just held out. If they were working for any of these corporations that were wanting to vaccinate them, they should have just held out or made themselves get fired so then they have some sort of legal case against their employers. But here you go. Starbucks, the dirty mermaid, folding like the soy boy star cucks they are. this is good. So there you go. And I think this is happening in more countries as well. They're deciding to end some of their mandates and all that. So good. Good stuff. Keep up the pressure, everybody. Keep up the pressure, and we'll see more wins like this. So that's it for this quick means 25-minute video for me, but that's it for this quick vid. I'm going to get back to the live streams, so you can expect that tonight. Like I said, more videos coming as well. And then lastly, I just started a page on Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com. So if you want to support my work, you can do so by buying me some coffees or beers or I don't know, what have you. I do drink coffee. I don't really drink beer, but there you go. Buy me a coffee, 135, or you can insert your own amount there. Seems to be a solid service that has not censored me. So, I mean, any tech platform that hasn't censored me, I like. There you go. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you later tonight, 4 p.m. Pacific, for the live stream. Rumble, DLive, Twitch, Foxhole. See you tonight, everybody. Take care.